no amount of positive thinking will take something bad and turn it into something good. Nevertheless, positive thinking will turn it into something better. I am an expert at snatching victory from the jaws of defeat, and I know how to get the best out of life no matter what happens. Although it's impossible to always get what I want, I can take bad situations and make them into something better. Going for the better isn't a fantasy or a fairy tale. It's an essential skill that I must use if I want to reach my dreams. I will have many opportunities to take bad experiences and make them better. Whenever I can't get what I want, I have a choice. I can accept the bad experience and learn to live with it, or I can make it into something better. When life doesn't work out as planned, I will not surrender or assume that all is lost. I will take bad things and convert them into better things. No matter what happens, I will never stop working on my dreams. One of the first rules you learn about driving in sand dunes is that when you are in a hole, you should stop digging. When I started driving in sand dunes, I frequently got stuck in patches of soft sand. As a novice, when I bogged down, I spun my tires, which made me sink progressively deeper until the chassis rested solidly on the ground. Only then did my Defender Land Rover stop sinking. Eventually, I discovered that if you don't spin your wheels when you first get stuck, you don't sink down nearly as far. It's much easier to recover a bogged vehicle when it's not buried all the way up to the chassis. We developed a damage control rule for everyone who drove with us in the desert. When the forward motion of the vehicle ceases, you immediately stop spinning your tires so that vehicle recovery will be easier. When we did it that way, we could usually go in reverse and back out of the sand trap if only a couple of people got out of the car and gave the vehicle a push with their hands. Only occasionally was it necessary to use sand ladders, winches, or snatch straps. This rule is applicable to life in general. When you find yourself stuck, when forward motion ceases, it's time to stop digging. If you continue to spin your mental wheels, you will only sink deeper into the muck and mire. Whatever it was that you were doing before you got into trouble, you must immediately cease and desist. If you don't stop, you will only sink deeper, making it more difficult to get your life back on track. You might want to write that rule on paper and look at it several times a day when you're having problems. If you stop digging and start doing something constructive, it won't be long before you are back to living your dreams. I'm grateful for all the times I've been stuck over the years. That's what happens when I live my dreams. I've been up to my axles in sand too many times to count. That's terrific because it means that I am living my sand dreams. I've been sailing offshore in 45 knots of wind and 18-foot seas, trailing warps behind my boat, and that's fantastic. That means I'm sailing on the ocean of my dreams. I've been stuck in front of a computer screen writing books on positive thinking for more than 10 years. That's also good because my writing is helping other people live their dreams. I've been stuck for thousands of hours working on my websites, and that is totally awesome because I now have a positive web ring that reaches people in 180 countries around the world. If I'm lucky, I'll get stuck somewhere in Africa when I drive from Cape Town to Cairo in my Land Rover. I've been stuck too many times to count, and I hope that my good fortune continues.